So let's talk about the Ramban. So a man is addressing the steer in the Rif, that the Rif on the one hand brings the member of Rabbah. It doesn't mean Rabbah's Vayah, but the member of Rabbah brings Zarakli Mereish Hagag, Vabach HaVashavoy, Hasheni Potter, which Pashtus means the Bosom Eikar Aslinon. That's how the other Yishevim learned the Sugya, Bosom Eikar Aslinon. And yet, he brings the Akimta of by Chedigadim showing Machatatim the Chevel Dli, and Dli was Nishbal, he brings the Akimta that it's talking about a case now where the Dli just dropped by itself and broke, but rather it's the cause of Minei Minei, the Chedigadim continued to push it until it broke, which in the Gemara seems to be motivated by the issue of Bosom Eikar, of Bosom Eikar. The Gemara only said that Akimta, Laman Dama, Bosom Topa Mon Azlinon, so the Gemara only said the Akimta. So why is it Nezik Shalom should be Tzeres? So we answered the cause of Minei Minei, but since we pass in Bosom Eikara, so it's not Tzeres, so what do you need the Akimta for? That's the question the Rishayim asks. So we already saw the Rashba's Mahalach, how he deals with the question, and we saw the first Mahalach in the Ramban, how he deals with the question that maybe really it's a sake of the Dina, so we always say Amayis Mechadera Olav Araya. But then the Ramban has a different Mahalach from the Sugya altogether. And the Ramban rereads Pshat in the whole sugya. And the Ramban says that when Rabbi said Zorakli Mirei Shagag Abachav Shavay Hashemi Potter, Rabbi doesn't mean but the Rishon is Chayav because Bosom Eikar Aslinon. In Faket, if in fact the Rishon will be Chayav, then Rabbi should have said so. Why didn't Rabbi say Rishon Chayav? The answer is that it's a Dova Poshut, was Poshut to Rabbi that the Rishon is Potter because Bosom Tover Mon Aslinon. And therefore, throwing it off the Reish Hagag, that itself does not make it Shavur. And the Rishon, therefore, did not break the Kli. When he threw it off the Reish Hagag, it was not yet Shavur. And then it didn't, if it would have hit the pavement, then he would be the one who broke it. But it didn't hit the pavement, somebody else broke it. So the Rishon of Adis Potter, there's nothing. Rabbi held it to the other portion, Bosot Hover Mon Azlina. So if Bosot Hover Mon Azlina, so why is the Sheni, so when the Kli was in midair, it was not broken yet. So why is the Sheni Potter? Says the Ramban, the Sheni is potter for different reasons entirely, and that's the Chiddush of Rabbah. But the Sheni is potter because it has no Shabbos. A Kli that's suspended in midair and is plummeting to the ground, it has no Shabbos. Nobody would buy it. It has no value. So Mela Sheni potter, not because he didn't break it. He broke it, but what he broke was worthless. And the Emes, the Ramban points out that this is not, the Ramban didn't just make up the Svara. L'chayr, the Ramban Svara is a Gemara Mefureshes. Because the Gemara there at the end of the parak talks about a case of Zorik Tinek Meresh Agag, also a member of Rabbah. And as the tinnik was falling, a shor was menageach the tinnik, or is makabel pekarno, the Gemara says. Anyway, the kitzer, a shor killed the tinnik. So lecharish v'chi of kofer, the baal of shor should have to pay kofer. So the Gemara says it depends whether kofer is the main mizik, or the main nizik. If kofer is the main mazik, the value of the bailum of the shor, because he's redeeming himself from v'chi of misa, so then he's takachay of kofer. But if the main nizik, if kofer is the main nizik, then this tinnik doesn't have any domen because who would buy such a tinnik as a evet? So mimela, you see the fairish in the Gemara, this svara that the tinnik has no Shabbos. So within the kli has no Shabbos, but it's nothing to do with the issue of bosom mekara bosom tovah mana. So faket rabba from the fact that rabba said Hashemi potter, and he did not say Arishin chayim, it must be that it was poshut to rabba that the Rishon is chayim. Rabba's chiddush. It was poshut to Rabbah that the Rishon is potter, because Bosa Tova Mon Azlinon, and the Rishon did nothing. The Chiddush of Rabbah is that even the Sheni is potter, because I would have thought the Sheni really broke it. This is a Rabbah's Mechadish, yeah, but it's not worth anything, so therefore even the Sheni is potter. So it comes out, according to the Ramban's Mahalach from the Gemara, that Rabbah in fact holds Bosa Tova Mon Azlinon. That was the Hachra of Rabbah, and that's Taka the Riv Paskins, and therefore the Riv's Psak is Bosa Tova Mon Azlinon, based on the member of Rabbah itself. And that's why he has to bring the kimta by Taragodim Shalim Machatat and Bechevel Dli. Why is it? Why isn't it serious? He has to bring the kimta of the Gozel B'nei Menei. Atkan, and the Ramban has more to say, but that's the basic sheet of the Ramban. So first of all, the Ramban poses a challenge to Rashi, Tosfos, all the other Rishonim who don't learn like the Ramban. The Ramban is a very good thing. All the other Rishonim learn that the reason why the Sheni is Potter is because Bosom Eikar Aslinon. That's Pshat and Rabba's memory. Rabba said Sheni Potter. That shows me that Bosom Eikar Aslinon. Sheni is potter because the Rishon broke it. We saw the Rashi. Hasheni potter v'arishin chayav. Why is Hasheni potter? Hasheni's potter because the Rishon is chayav. Also make cars. What do all the other Rishonim do with the Ramban title? With the Ramban's title, L'chor, the Ramban is a very good title. So it makes a lot of sense. It has no tumim. So what does it have? The fact that the Sheni is potter, where do you see there an indication that Bosser may cause lean? Maybe Bosser tov aman as lean. The Kli is actually intact when the Sheni breaks it. But so what? It may be intact, but it has no value. What are the other Rishonim going to do with this time of the Ramban? Especially since the Ramban is Gemara Mufreshet. So talk through a little bit what the Chaim have to say about this. Rav Chaim in the stencil here has a different question. Not the Ramban's question that it has no Shabbos. Rav Chaim has a different question. He says, why is this any different? This Kli that's following Rosh Hashanah, why is this any different than the Gemara talks about Messiah Zut Shoyam? That if somebody has a Keli and it's washed away by hurricane, what's the hurricane now that's going on?
Florence.
What?
Florence.
Florence washed it away. So the halach is that it becomes hefka. It's avudu menu mikololov, and it's that makes it hefka. So l'chayr a kli that's falling mireish agag, it should be avudu menu mikololov. It's a different question. This is not the Ramban's question. The Ramban's not asking that it's avudu menu mikololov. The Ramban's just saying it has no value. It's not worth very much. It's not worth anything. The Rav Chaim is asking a different question. It's hefker, because that's a din of avudu menu mikolodim, that it becomes hefker. So why is this kli? The kli should be hefker. Now it's avudu menu mikolodim. It's falling from a building. It's going to break. That's avudu menu mikolodim. Rav Chaim's kasha. So Rav Chaim answers. Rav Chaim wants to be medayik in the lashon of the Rambam, but you can see yourself. But Rav Chaim answers that it must be that it would by Zohar Kli Mireish Agag, and that does not mean that it is beyond hope of saving. It could be saved. But there, Chayka could be saved. He could quickly run down the steps and catch it, or maybe somebody else would catch it, and it's possible to save it. Like the Gemara has a case where somebody threw a Kli Mireish Agag, the next same Gemara, but at the end of the parable, somebody threw a Kli Mireish Agag, but there were pillows on the pavement, and then he ran down the steps and he took away the pillows. So the Gemara is even a Sikhayev. When he threw it off the Rosh Hashanah, it wasn't going to break. So now, but when he takes away the pillows, he goes. So, in the same way that he could run down the steps and take away the pillows, maybe he could run down the steps and save the clear. Somebody else could save the clear. It's just a Dover Ofik. So, since it's a Tzir Rochik, so it's still, if you hold Basame Karaz Linon, let's say the Poshit for the way the Moshe Shalman, if you hold Basame Karaz Linon, then it would still be called the Maisa Shvir. Because Pashtus Bederech HaTeva, it's going to break. But it's not beyond hope of. It's not called avudu menu mikolodim. Avudu menu mikolodim means it's beyond hope of salvation. Here it's not beyond hope of salvation, so it doesn't rise to the level of being avudu menu mikolodim. Ad kan Rav Chaim. When Rav Chaim is addressing his question, so would that help us with the Ramban? Maybe we could use this svara to answer the Ramban's kasha on the other Rishon. The same way, the fact that it's remotely possible that somebody might save it, that takes away the problem of Vudum Menu Mikolodim. Maybe that takes away the problem of having lost all of its Shavis as well. That's the Chor Yatsa Poshim. Because even if we'll say that it's remotely possible to save it, and therefore it's not called Vudum Menu Mikolodim, the Chor, as far as its value though is concerned, its market value is still going to plummet. Maybe it's not zero. Because you know you can factor in this remote possibility that it might be safe, but it's certainly not worth a lot. So at the end of the day, the Gemara says that he has to pay that the way the other Rishonim and the Gemara Harishon Chayim means he has to pay for the full value, not the few cents that it might be worth for that remote possibility. So the Chayim of Chayim is not going to help us over here. There's another teretz from Chayim for Rav Chaim's kasha from the Brisker. The Briskov in Hilchas Zeilu Vavedo says a different teretz. For Rav Chaim's kasha, but Zutu Shliyam. Briskov says that here it's not called Avudu Menu Mikolodim. Avudu Menu Mikolodim means somebody has a kli and the sea washed it away, and that's it. He's never going to have anything from it. So that's hefka. Zohar kli meyoy shagag, so it's going to smash on the floor. But when it smashes on the floor, there are going to be pieces. And the pieces have a little bit of value. So that's not called Avudu Bimenu Mikolodim. The Bialim is not Avudu Bimenu Mikolodim, that it should be called Hefker. It's still the Bialim, and it still has worth. The worth is obviously a lot less than when it was intact. When it was intact, they had this nice, fancy Bash mixer. And now it just has a few broken pieces of of plastic. So a lot is it's worth much less than it was, but nonetheless, something is worth. So whatever was worth something for salvage. So that little bit, that takes off the problem of Avinu Mimenu Mikolot. That's the Briscoe's Teretz from Chaim's Kasha. Again, that's not going to help us so much for the Ramban's Kasha. Because at the end of the day, talking about Shavuos, so fine, it's still worth a few pennies, but it's not worth what it was. Why does he have to pay for the full value? So far we haven't done anything. We said several things for Rav Chaim's Kasha. It doesn't help us anything for the Ramban's Kasha. However, there is another Teretz for Rav Chaim's Kasha, which would l'chayra help us for the Ramban's Kasha as well. And this is a Teretz that the Chazon Ish says. And likewise the Imre Moshe. They say, they answer Chaim's Kasha differently. Say a very deep thing. He says, somebody threw a kli off my Rosh Hashanah guy. Here's the Gemara. And then a black have a shofar. So let's say according to not like the Ramban, according to the other Rishonim. What's that question? The question is, so Chaim asks, is Zut Shliach? It's lost. It's lost to the Bible. The Kli is falling. It's lost to the Bible. Said the Chazon Ish, it's not lost to the Bible. The Bible have a lot of stake in this keli. Because somebody threw this keli off the gun. Somebody called Reuven. Reuven threw this Kli off the gun. The Bible intend to take Reuven to base them and to demand from him the price of the Kli. So the Kli has a Shavuos to the Bialim insofar as long as the Kli exists, even though it's going to break in through in a few minutes, but when it breaks in a few minutes, Reuven's going to be at fault and the Bialim will be able to take Reuven to Beis Din. If you want to declare, though, that as soon as Reuven throws the Kli off the roof, that the Kli has no Bialim, then that means that let's take the simplest case. Reuven threw a Kli off the Gag. There was no Shimon. Reuven threw the Kli off the Gag and it broke on the floor. But Bosa Tovar Manazlin. So that means that the Shvir is what we're Mechayim for is when it breaks on the floor. So why don't we say, one second, by the time it broke, it was Avudu Menem Bikalodim. So it was Hefker. By the time the Kli broke on the floor, it was Hefker. So why is Reuven Chayim for breaking the Kli? He caused the Kli to be Hefker, but by the time it broke, the Kli was already Hefker. So why is Reuven Chayim? The answer is the Kli wasn't Hefker. The Bialim had a stake in the Kli because the Bialim were planning to take Reuven to Beis Din for breaking the Kli. If the Kli becomes Hefker, the Bialim can't take Reuven to Beis Din. The Bialim wanted to take the Bialim are planning to take Reuven for Beis Din. So the Bialim have an ownership in the Kli, le'inyin zeh, that they can mun, obviously they can be tevel. They can mun Reuven and Beis Din for the price of the Kli. That gives the Bialim a shavius in the Kli. When something's avudim mid kolonim, it's washed away at sea, so the Bialim have nothing from it. Here, the Bialim still have something in the Kli, because even though it's going to break, but if it breaks, the Bialim will be tevei whoever breaks it. And the same thing by Barach HaBeshavroi. By Barach HaBeshavroi, if you hold that Reuven didn't break it yet, and now you want to be Mechayev the Sheni, let's say you hold Bosa Tovar Manazlin, then you want to be Mechayev the Sheni. So Chaim's question is, how can Mechayev the Sheni? It's already Hefker. It's not Hefker. The Bialim are planning to be Tevei Reuven. Now Shimon comes along, and now the Bialim can't be Tevei Reuven anymore because Shimon broke it. So now the Bialim will be Tevei Shimon. Whatever it is, it's never Hefker because the Bialim always have somebody that they're going to go after, and that gives the Bialim a stake in the Kli. It's very similar to this Gemara Gittin, Daf Mem Tes. Gemara talks about a case where somebody had an Eved Knaini, and he sold the Eved L'Knas, which means that he sold the Eved, not for anything else. For everything else, the Eved remains the original owner's. But the owner sold the Eved l'inyan zeh, that if a shor will kill this Eved, the kofer will go to the buyer. So he's selling like a kofer right in the Eved. So that's good. The Gemara says that's good. That's called the bailus. So what kind of bailus is that? What does he have in the Eved? The only thing he has in the Eved that he might one day be able to be tevei somebody l'din for having killed the Eved. But that's nonetheless that's called a bailus. That's a bailus in the Eved. That's a valid mechira. You can buy in the Eved a schus in the Eved to be tevei any the owner of any behemoth that kills the Eved for the kofer, and that's called a bailus. So al derech zeh, you can have a bailus in the kli l'inyan zeh that you can be tevei whoever broke the kli. And even though for everything else the bailam has nothing, if they want to eat from the kli, drink from the kli, use the kli, they can't because it's going to break. But it doesn't matter. But this much they still have, that they can be tevei the mazik. So the fact that they still have in the kli the possibility of being tevei the mazik, that gives them bailus in the kli, and it's not avudim imenu mikolod. At Khan, this is the svar of the Chazanish and the Rimei Shul, also the same thing. Very deep svar. This already, l'chor, would be an answer for the Ramban's kash as well. Ramban's kash was, the thing's going to break, it has no shavius. The other Yishayim could answer, what do you mean? It has shavius. It has shavius, it has the full shavius. This kli has a full shavius to the Bailam, because let's say the kli was originally worth $100. So how much of the Bailam going to go after Reuben for? $100 for breaking the kli. So the kli is worth $100 to the Bailam. And it's even much better in the case of the Eved, because when you sell the Eved, the Knas, it's a very remote possibility that you're ever going to get it. So I don't know exactly the value of such a Knas, but it's not the full value of the Knas. Like you sell the Eved for the possibility of Kofer. So let's say the Eved Kofer would be $1,000. You're not going to sell it for $1,000 because it's a very remote possibility. But here, it's not a remote possibility. For sure the Kli is going to break. For sure the Baalim are going to be Tevei Reuven Ledin. And then it can be Tevei Reuven Ledin for the full value of the Kli. So the Kli has a value to the Baalim of the full $1,000. Because if anything happens to the Kli before it breaks, then the Baalim won't be able to be Tevei Reuven. So therefore the Kli has a full-fledged Baalim. So maybe this is the answer for the this is l'chor, a good answer for the Ramban's Hasog on the Rishayim. That the Rishayim will learn, if you hold Basar Be'kar as Linon, so then Reuben broke the Kli and Shimon is Potter. But if you hold Basar Tavamon as Linon, then Shimon should be Chayef. Because Shimon, if Shimon is not Chayef, Shimon are being mafsid the Bailam the ability to, they're being mafsid the Bailam a Kli that's worth to the Bailam the full value of whatever it is, $100, because the Bailam are expecting to be Tavei that from Reuben. The minute it hits the pavement, they're going to be Tavei that from Reuben. So it hasn't happened yet. Basal Tovamon Azlino. But meanwhile, the Baalim are expecting it to happen. They plan to be Tevei Reuven for that amount. The Kli is worth that much to Reuven. Lu Yitzur, that in midair, the Kli would be hit by a, swept away by an eagle or something. So then the Baalim would not be able to take it, wouldn't be able to be Tevei Reuven. The Baalim would have a loss. So now Shimon comes and he breaks it. So he's causing the Baalim a loss. He's calling the Baalim the loss that the Baalim can't be Tevei Reuven anymore. So that's a loss of the, that's a value in the Kli. And Shimon, by breaking the Kli, is being mafsed that. It's indifferent. Shimon has to pay for that. It's very geshmak and teres for the Ramban. I think I really have to think about what the Ramban going to answer to this.
It's funny that the Ramban is the Zohar Kli Moshe God. Nobody breaks it. It breaks by itself. The Zohar gets popped there.
So that's interesting. This is a kasha that Reuven Grzovsky asks in the shiur. Shlomheim also has a similar kasha. This kasha is floating around in the world. That every time, when according to the Ramban, that when the kli falls, it loses all of its shavius. So leman domer basa tov eman azlinon, which according to the Ramban is the halacha, basa tov eman azlinon. So if Reuven throws a kli off the gad, and it hits the pavement and it breaks. Okay, regular case. Reuven threw a kli off the bag, hits the pavement, then it breaks. It's dover pasha that Reuven has to pay. So they ask, why does Reuven have to pay? When he threw the kli off the gag, that's nothing because Basel Tov HaMon has it. It's not yet broken. And when it hits the pavement, it's not worth anything. So at what moment do you mechayiv him? You can't be mechayiv him on the Zrika because the Zrika by itself is Basel Tov HaMon has it. And the Zrika by itself is not a Maisa Shvir. When does the Maisa Shvir happen? When it hits the pavement. When it hits the pavement, already has no value. Or they talk about a different case. Let's say, this case maybe is not so terrible. You can say, well, it's all one mice. But what about the following case? Reuven threw a kli off the gag, Then Reuven ran down the steps, and before the kli hit the pavement, Reuven broke it. Not barach v'shovar. Reuven came along and broke it. So is he potter, or is he chayev? Is he potter? The way he's potter when Shimon breaks it? Hard to believe that Reuven is potter. And the chayetz muchach thing is not potter. This Reuven speaks out. The Gemara itself talks about a case where Reuven threw a kli off the gag. The next case in the Gemara, Reuven threw a kli off the gag, and there were karim v'ksosos, there were pillows and blankets on the floor. So Reuven is potter. Then, because it's not even grumma, when he threw the kli off the gag, they wasn't going to break. It was padded. Then, the Gemara says, but then Shimon came and pulled away the pillows. Shaz, if Shimon's chayv. Shimon came away and pulled away the pillows, or Reuven himself came down and pulled away the pillows. So the Gemara says that that case the Gemara discusses. He's potter because on the Zrika he's potter because I think the Gemara says he's potter because on the Zrika that wasn't a Maisa Hezek at all because it was going to. And then when he pulled away the pillows, that's already a grummer. I think, I don't remember now exactly, but the Gemara, you know, anybody have a. Let me borrow the Gemara. I don't want to speak. Amar Rabba, Zorik Kli Mereish Gag, Hoyut Hacht of Kormik Sosus, Ba'acha Vesilkon, Oy Kod Namu Vesilkon, Potter, My Taima, the Inna the Shadi, Psuki Maf Sekiri, when he threw it off, there were pillows there. And for pulling away the pillows, that's a posture that we can't be Mechayim. That's only a grum. Yeah, actually, grum and Zigrat. So Reuven's Medayik, in the very next case, the Gemara takes pains to say that the p'tur is not only if somebody else took away the pillows, but even if he took away the pillows. The Gemara is, this is not like an inconceivable case. The Gemara is thinking about such cases. So why in the first case, Zorah Kli Mereish Agag V'Acher V'Shavroi, where it says that the Sheni is potter, and the Rishon is also potter, according to Ramban, why didn't the Gemara speak out? And not only that, not only V'Acher V'Shavroi, is everybody potter? But even if he himself came down and broke it, everybody is potter. It's misbakish. If that would be true, the Gemara should have spoken it out. Obviously, it's not true. If he throws the kli off the gag and he goes around and then he comes down and he breaks it, so he's not potter. So Reuven asks, why is he not potter? Manashach. And the Zrika, what's the Manaslin? The Zrika is not a Machayev, because the Ramban Paskins, the Ramban holds it, Rabbah holds what's the Tovah Manaslin. Elamai, which is Machayev from the Maisa Shvi, which is a separate Maisa. But that Maisa already, the Kli has no Shabbos. So he can't be Mechayev and Anina Maisa. So he should be potter, asked Reuven. According to Ramban, he should be potter in such a case. Yeah, that's something to think about. Why, according to Ramban, is he not potter? We'll come back to that later. You know, let's bear that in mind. That's a very interesting fourth question. According to other Yishayim, it's not a kash at all. They don't have this notion that the Kli loses its Shabbos. So if you go Bosa Tovah Manazlinah, so we're not Mechayivim for the Zrika, but we'll be Mechayivim for the Shvir. Manashach. Either Bosa Nekar Azlinah, we'll be Mechayivim for the Zrika, or Bosa Tovah Manazlinah, we'll be Mechayivim for the Shvir. One way or another, we're going to get Reuven coming or going. But according to the Ramban, this notion that even if Bosa Tovah Manazlinah, but it loses its Shabbos, so that's where Reuven's kasha. Reuven throws the Kli off the God, can't be Mechayivim for that, Bosa Tovah Manazlinah. When then he breaks, then he runs downstairs and he breaks it, can't be Mechayivim for that, everybody has no Shabbos. And that's not true. That's a lot of not true. It's muchach in the Gemara that that's not true. But why not? Yeah, it's a thought question. It's a thought experiment. Okay, we'll have to see. We're not thinking right now so much about the Ramban. We're thinking more about the other Rishon. But nonetheless, this is the Ohr. The Chazon Ish is very beautiful. Why did the Ramban not hold from this Svar of the other Rishon? I'm not sure. The Chor is still a problem, though. It's also worth hearing. Because this mahalach that we're saying, based on the Chazon Ish, that the Bialim, that even though the Kli was thrown off the gag, the Bialim still has a stake in it, because the Bialim are planning to be Tevei Reuven Bedin, and that's why A, it's not a Vudim Menem Mikolodim, the Chayim's Kasha, Zutu Shoyam, and B, that's why it still has Shavius, the Ramban's Kasha. That's all good in a case where Reuven, the Kli belonged to somebody else, the Yaakov, let's say, and Reuven threw it off the gag. So Yaakov still has a stake in the Kli because he's planning to be Tevei Reuven. But Rashi there at the end of the parak said that Rabbah was talking about a different case. That the person who threw it off the gag was not Reuven, but Yaakov the Bailam himself threw it off the gag. Yeah, I spoke about the other day last week. It's just Choris. The Chayim asked Choris to see in Rashi. Rashi at the end of the Perek, says the Rabbi is talking about where the Baal threw off the guy. And Rashi by us, and Daphne Zion, says the case is that somebody that. Not the Baal threw it off the Gag. Somebody else threw it off the Gag. And the Rishon is not a Chayev. The person who threw it off is Chayev. Hashem Yibod, they're a Rishon Chayev. So I said at the time, that I don't think it's such a terrible steer. The Rabbi himself was talking about where the Baal threw off the Gag. That's why Rabbi didn't talk about the Rishon. Why did Rabbi only talk about the Sheni? Because there is no Rishon. The Baal threw it off the Gag. Rabbi by us is just saying that in Lamaise, if somebody else threw it off the Gag, then the Rishon will be Chayev. That's to bring out the point that the logic of Rabbi is that Basim Eikar Azlinim, that the real Shaver is the Rishon and not the Sheni. So if it wouldn't be the Baal, the Rishon would be Chayav. But not that Rabbi himself was talking about that case. Rabbi himself was talking about a case where the Baal threw off the Gag. Kachikach, but Akaponim, Rashi at the end of the parak, that's for sure how he lives. So the Chayav, if the Baal threw it off the Gag, then you lose this whole Svar of the Chazanish. Mainly when somebody else throws it off the Gag, so the Baal have a stake in the Kli, because they want to take that person to it in turn. But if the Baal themselves threw it off the Gag, who are they going to take to it in turn? So then, Hadri L'duchta, both questions. A, it should be like a Buddha Menem called on, she would like to show you write it. And number two, it should have no Shabbos. So, and Rashi at least, these two questions are going to come back. But maybe it's actually terrible. Because Emes, the Rosh, there at the end of the parak, asks the question on that Rashi. How can Rashi say that the case is the Balaam threw it off the Gag? If the Balaam threw it off the Gag, the Balaam can then mount somebody to it in Torah for breaking their clip. He says, it's an Aveda Midas. I take something and I throw it in the garbage, and then somebody comes and breaks it. So that's called Aveda Midas. The Balaam itself were being ma'abedit. So why are they? The Balaam, that's Ein Lecha Hefke Golem, is that the Balaam are being ma'abedit. They're being ma'abedit. The Balaam are deliberately putting it out somewhere where it's going to, putting it into a situation where it's going to break. So chayav the Balaam should be hefker. So the Rosh disagrees with Rashi. He says he doesn't think the case is the Balaam threw it off the Gag. He thinks the case is somebody else threw it off the Gag. So what's the answer for that Rashi? This is like a third problem. Never mind the problem of Zuta Shulyam. That was the Rechaim's question. Like Zuta Shulyam, it's going to break. Then we have the Ramban's question, it has no Shabbos. The Rosh asks a different question. So Abayin Amidas, the Baal themselves are deliberately destroying it. How can the Baal turn around and have a schus to be tovei somebody to a din Torah for breaking my kli? You broke my kli. What do you mean you broke my kli? You threw it off the Gag. So the Beis Halevi says, in Chelek Aleph in Chav Dalet, that that's not called an Abayin Amidas. Maybe this is what the Baalim like to do with their kli. They like to throw it down and break it. This is how they get their jollies. Like you have in the Gemara, talks about l'shachach chamosi, somebody's meshabat kelim chamosi. When he's angry, he breaks kelim, and gives him a release, and that's how he feels good. That's what he has out of his kelim. So this is what the Baalim want to do with their kli. They want to throw it down off the roof and see it smash on the floor. That's not called aved midas, says the Beis Halevi. And he brings your eyes to the Beis Halevi. He brings your eyes to this. That this is true. This is not called an Aveda Midas. Aveda Midas doesn't mean the Baal puts it out somewhere where it's going to, you know, get ruined. But here the Baal are throwing it off the roof. They want to see it smashed. This is what the Baal want to do. So the Beis Halevi is the Rosh's Kashya Nashrei. It's not called an Aveda Midas. So by the same token, it won't be called Zuta Shulyam. The same thing, Zuta Shulyam is if it's Hefker, it's lost to the Baal. Here it's not lost to the Baal. The Baal are enjoying it. This is what they enjoy. And as far as the Shabbos is concerned, it could be also, if this is what the Baal want to do with the Kli, then why should it lose its Shabbos? But even that Mimonashach, if the Baal threw it down, there's two cases, either the Baal threw it down or somebody else threw it down. Mimonashach, it has a Shabbos. If the Baal threw it down, so we have the Beis Halevi. This is how the Baal enjoy their Kli. So that's what it's worth to the Baal. It's not Aveda Midas, it's not Zuta Shulyam, it doesn't lose its Shabbos. And if on the other hand somebody else threw it, so then you don't have the Beis Halevi Svara, because this is not what the Baal want to do with their Kli. Somebody else is doing it to the Kli. But then we have the Chazon Ish Svara, very beautiful Svara, that is not lost to the Baalim, because as long as the Baalim want to be Tevei or Reuven for breaking, when eventually it smashes, then the Baalim have a very valuable, full valuable stake in the Kli, and therefore it's not Zuta Shulyam, and it has Shabbos. Come. Okay. So again, there's a mokum li, you know, there's the mokum lizgadabai. What is Ramban hold? Especially after the Chazon Ish. Now, what he holds about the other things, that's a terrible, you know, maybe this Beis Levi doesn't hold for him. Or the Ramban anyway doesn't learn that the Bible threw it down. The Beis Levi is learning the case that somebody else threw it down. But I don't think he has to worry about, that's clear in the Ramban. The Ramban is learning the case that somebody else threw it down. That's what he says. Rabba didn't talk about why the Rishon is Chayiv, why the Rishon. That's the whole deal in the Ramban. The Ramban says, why didn't Rabba say the Rishon is Chayiv? Must be the Rishon is Potter. That's the deal that Bosso Tov Amon Azlin. It's clear the Ramban is learning the case that it wasn't the Bible that threw it down. So basically, the Ramban doesn't have to worry then. But the other, but the Chazon Ish is worried. Why does the Ramban not hold from the Sora of the Chazon Ish? Yeah, that's, I'm not sure. The Ramban has a different problem, a different question than the other Rishonim. It's a question from the Gemara itself. Because right now we've just been talking about the Ramban's, Ramban has Kashin Sfar. He says, why should the, he says, the other Rishonim learned that if Basar Tover Mon Azlino, the Sheni will be Chay. And Rabbi, who says the Sheni is Poter, must be because Basar made Kar Azlino. So Ramban has Sfar, it has no Shabbos. I mean, it's not pure Sfar, we also had a Gemara about Kofer. That if you hold the main Nizik, then the Tinnik has no Shabbos. Yeah, maybe we should look at that for a second. What do the other Rishonim do with that question? What do the other Rishonim do with that question? Gemara Mufreshet. The Gemara says Zorak Tinnik, and then a shark killed the Tinnik. So the Gemara says, well, if the main Mazik, if Kofer is the main Mazik, so you have to pay Kofer. But if Kofer is the main Nizik, then you don't have to pay Kofer because the Tinnik has no Shabbos. What do you mean the Tinnik has no Shabbos? They're here, it's. So that's Ramban's kash in the Rishonim. You see that the Tinnik has no Shabbos. So the same way the Tinnik has no Shabbos, says the Ramban, so the Kli has no Shabbos as well. So it's a kash and all the other Rishonim. The Hemes is the fear we're saying now that there's a Pasha to Teres. Because we're saying now the other Rishonim would agree to the Ramban that the Kli has no Shabbos. The only thing is they have this Sfar of the Chazon Ish, that the Kli still has Shabbos even though it's falling because it has Shabbos to the Bailam, that the Bailam that could be Tobey the Zorik to it entire. That's Shaykh by a Kli. Somebody throws a Kli off the God, so the Bailam have a the Kli has a Shabbos still to the Bailam because the Bailam want to be Tevei the Zorik to it entire. By Zorik Tinoik, when we talk about the Tinoik having a Shabbos for Kofer, what Shabbos are we talking about? There's no Bailam. What's the Shabbos that a Tinoik gives? So, or any person. A person is, a behemoth kills a person, so you have to pay Kofer. And there's an opinion, Kofer means Mei Nizik, the value of the person that the behemoth killed. What do you mean the value of the person? A person doesn't have any value, he's a person. So Eretz, the answer is, but we evaluate him. That's a special halacha that when we evaluate the value of a person, l'gabi nizokin or l'gabi kofer, so we evaluate him ke'eved hanimku b'shuk. So a tinuk was fallen l'reish agag as an eved hanimku b'shuk. Does he have any shabbos about or not? So that's a specialized sense of the meaning of shabbos by a tinuk who's neifel l'reish agag. When we talk about the value of the tinuk, there has a specialized meaning. It means his Shabbos is an Eved HaNimka B'Shuk. Then the Ramban is 100% correct. Avada is an Eved HaNimka B'Shuk. Somebody who's fallen in Reish Agag has no Shabbos. Because nobody buys it's a person who's fallen in Reish Agag in a Shuk Shom HaVod. So there Avada, the Gemara, there the Gemara Taka says that the Tinnik has no Shabbos. As far as Kofer is concerned, the Tinnik has no Shabbos. But when we're talking about a Kli, the Rashi and the other Rishonim hold that a Kli still has Shabbos. It has Shabbos to the Bailam. Ka'omer, like the Chazon Ish said, it has Shabbos to the Bailam. That the Bailam would still want the Kli to be in the Bailam, have a stake in the Kli because they're going eventually to be Tevei anybody who breaks the Kli to it entire. So therefore, it still has a Shabbos. Anyway, there's a lot here to think about, but I want to move on. The Ramban asks on the other Rishonim a new question. He asks from the Gemara itself. We have now a machlokes between the Ramban on the one end and the other Rishonim. Rashi, Tosfos, everybody, all the other Rishonim on the other, the Rosh, the Rashba. What exactly does Rabba hold? Does Rabba hold Moshe Mekara Azlinan, or does Rabba hold Moshe Tavar Mon Azlinan? According to Moshe Rishonim, what does Rabba hold? Moshe Mekara Azlinan. According to Ramban, Rabba holds Moshe Tavar Mon Azlinan. The Gemara over there brings another member of Rabba, Zorik Tinoik Mereish Agam. Ubache v'kibble v'sai. So somebody threw a tinuk off the gag, and then somebody else came and on the way down killed the tinuk. So it's in the Gemara, that's for sure that the Rishon is potter. The Sheni is already bonu l'machlekes Rabbi Yudim v'sai v'rabbonon by a case of Iku Asor b'nei Odom. 10 people, somebody gave somebody a clap, and each clap was enough to ruin the words and had the Ryan Chess with that, which is the source of that Gemara. Each clap by itself was enough to turn him into a Geisus. Each clap was probably enough to kill him. Rape Geisus in Lemisa. Each clap was really enough, Kedei Lahomas, at least probably Kedei Lahomas. So the din is that they're all Potter. If it was Bezeh Chazeh, they're all Potter. Because nobody actually killed him. They all made him into a Geisus. But Rape Geisus, but even though Geisus speaks out. First guy, why isn't the first guy Chayev? Geisus there speaks out. The first guy gave him a clap, Shavi Chayev, he turned him into a Geisus. And Rape Geisus in Lemisa. Taisa says that even the Roy Geis is in Lemisa, but it's all right, but there's Mir Geis Simu and not Lemisa, and therefore, just because he gave him such a clap, that it will probably kill him. So if he dies, of course, he's Chayim Misa, but if he doesn't die, or if we don't know if he's going to die, because somebody else came and gave him another clap, and so who knows? So then he can't be Mechayim of the Rishon, nor the Sheni, nor the Shlishi, nor anybody. But then the last one gave him a clap, and then he died. So that's already Mechayim of Yudim Mepsera Rabbanon. Yudim Mepsera says we're Mechayim the last one, because the last one for sure was Mechayim of Misosa. And the Rabbanan hold that he's potter because for being Makarvas Misasa we can't kill him. We can only kill him for actually a hakah that's hakah of kol nefesh. A hakah that could have killed him all by itself. And the hakah all by itself, even though it would have turned him into a geisus, and right geisus and Lisa, but it would not definitely have killed him, so they're all potter. So the Gemara says, so that's the Gemara. Rabba's memory is, Zohar Kinik Merei Shagag, the Rishon is potter because he didn't actually kill the Tinek. And again, if the Tinek fell to his death, then the Rishon would have had a bichayev. But the Rishon, the Tina didn't fall to his death, somebody else came in and killed the Tina. So the Rishon is potter because he didn't actually kill the Tina. And the Sheni is already Bonu L'machaikas, the Sheni is Kiriv, the Kala Pokas with Makarabas Misasa. So that's already Bonu L'machaikas of Yudu Seir Rabban. According to Yudu Seir is Chayiv because he was Makarabas Misasa, and according to Rabban, he's potter. Esther Rabban, that's good if you hold. The Rabbi Yehuda Mevesera holds Bosa Tova Monas, like the Ramban. So I understand why the Rishon is potter, because the Rishon didn't kill. Rishon didn't kill Bosa Tova Monas. But if you hold Bosa, make Karas Liman. So that means that the Rishon, then just like by Zora Kli, we say that who broke the Kli? The Rishon, even though the Mice of the Shani broke the Kli. Doesn't matter. The Maisa Zrika itself, the Zohar Kli Merei Shagag, that's called a Shvir. And the Rishon is Chayiv. So by the same token, by Zohar Tinoi, if you hold Basa Meikaras Linon, so the Rishon, the one who was Zohar Kli Tinoi Shvir Chayiv, because that's the whole Maisa Hakor, that's the whole Maisa Ritzicho, and just like it's called breaking the Kli, even though the Sheni broke the Kli, but it's called the Rishon broke the Kli, so it should be called the Rishon killed the Tinoi. So why did Rabbi say the Rishon is Potter? Tasha and all the other Rishon. So this is a book that I want to talk about tomorrow, maybe. Well, let's see. I'm running late now. It's not a 1,000% sure I'll be here tomorrow. Because Zrika's Tinek Merei Shagag will for sure kill
him.
That's the fact. It's not like by Absorb Neodim. Absorb Neodim, the first one made him into a crisis, but he didn't for sure kill him. But here, Zorik Tinek Merei Shagag, if the Sheni wouldn't be Makabli Vesayef, he would have died for sure. So if you hold Bosomei Karzlin and says they're in band, so he's Mamisha, so he's Keshova. The same way Zorikli is Keshova. That's the Shvir Sakli. So this is the Hamas Satinek. Well, maybe I'll speak out a little bit. So what can we say to Hakel? It's very strong, Kasha, and Rashi, the Rishon. So I thought like this. Demas is, L'chaim is sort of like a steering Rashi. Now, in the case of Zora Kli Meresh Agag, who was Sheni Yush Vishovai, so Rabbi says, Hasheni Potter. So Rashi Leah says, why is the Sheni Potter? Rashi says, the Sheni is Potter, because the Rishon is Chayiv. Varishon Chayiv, Bosom Ekar, and Rashi learns Rabbi holds Bosom Ekar. Rashi learns that Rabbi holds Bosom Ekar as Lima. Hail Vesayfili Shavik Shenuch Nat Kemisha Shavik Udomi. Since it's Seifel Yishaver, so it's as if the Rishon broke it. So if I would ask you now, just based on this Gemara, Rashi over here. So Zohar Kli Meresh Agag Alachav Yishaver, according to Rashi's world, according to Rashi's sheet. So who's the Shaver over here? The Rishon. The Rishon is Chayim. It's called the Rishon broke it. So why is the Sheni Potter? Because it's already broken or because it's going to break? What?
Rashi says
Rashi is Seifel Shavah. This Rashi here says Seifel Shavah, he may mean it's called that the Rishon broke it because since it's Seifel Shavah, so it's already broken now by the, as soon as he threw it off. Because throwing it off is inevitably going to lead that it's Seifel Shavah, so Seifel Shavah is Kamisha Shavah Dami, we'll say. Like, Oimid Shavah can be Kishavah Dami. So this Rashi is not so convincing. And L'chaim the pastor is, if you hold Basim Ekar Azlinon, the reason why the Sheni is Potter is because the Kli is, since the Rishon, the Kli is already Shavur. That's the whole idea. The Rishon broke it. That's why the Sheni is Potter. The Sheni is Potter because the Rishon is Chayev. That's the L'chaim the Mashmoy is Rashi. The Rishon is Chayev. Because the Rishon is Chayev, therefore the Sheni is Potter. Meaning, the Sheni is Potter because the Rishon already broke it. So the Kli is already Kishavur. Kishavur, Kimishubur, whatever, however you want to say. But it's already Shavur. However, Rashi, at the end of the parak, when Rabbah's member appears on the Chavavim base, so Rashi says, Potter, like 7, 8 lines up, Potter, Zesh Shover B'makel. Right, first Rashi says, Zorak, Baal HaKli Kli Meresh Agag, Rashi learns the Baal threw it off, Hasheni Potter, Zesh Shover B'makel Kledim Shirosai, Shaharei Soifi Lishover. Rashi here is talking about the Sheni. And Rashi says, the Sheni is Potter because it's Soifi Lishover. The Sheni is not Potter because it's Seifel Yishaver. If it was Seifel Yishaver, it could be even if Basa Tavah Maraz Linen, it's Seifel Yishaver. Rashi should have said, the Sheni is Potter because Basa made Karaz Linen and it's already Shaver from before. The Lashon of Rashi is that the Sheni is Potter because it's going to break later. That's not right. The Sheni is not Potter because it's going to break later. The Sheni is Potter because it's already broken from before. Because Basa made Karaz Linen. After all, even Laman Lama Basa Tavah Maraz Linen is going to break later. That's not the tour of the Sheni, the fact that it's going to break later. If the Sheni was potter because it's going to break later, then he ought to be potter even the Mandomer Basatara Manaz Lino. But Agamara says that the Sheni is only potter because Basa made Karaz Lino. Sorry, it's a little bit of a tension over here. So I think what's Mukhach in this Rashi is that when we say Basa made Karaz Lino, it doesn't mean that the Kli is Keshavah immediately. The Kli is Taka, not Keshavah. Basa Mekar Azlina just means that the Maisa Shvira was completed. Remember, we already talked about these terminologies. Basa Mekar Azlina means the Maisa Shvira was completed. But we have to add something. Because we could just say, oh, the Maisa Shvira is completed. So now, even though the Kli is not Shavah, but the Sheni is part of the Y, because like Ein Shvira Acha Shvira. That was a Lashon right throughout the other last week. Doesn't say that in Rashi either. Rashi says because it's Seifel Yishaver. So I think we have to say like this, that because Basa Mekar Azlina, because the Maisa Shvira was completed, but the Tzrika completes the Maisa Shvira, so therefore the Kli is not yet Keshavah. But when it breaks, the Shvira is Misyachas completely to the one who completed the Maisa Shvira. And I don't care how it breaks. I don't care if it breaks because it hits the ground, if it breaks because Barachah Veshavroi, since the Rishon completed the whole Maisa Shvira, because in the act of the Rishon created that it's Seifel Yishaver. So once the Rishon created that it's Seifel Yishaver, and that's built in now, that it's Seifel Yishaver, it's built into what the Rishon did to it, that the Kli is now Seifel Yishaver. So however it breaks, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it breaks because it hits the pavement, it breaks because somebody else broke it. This is all the playing out of the Sofer Lishomer, which the Rishon made. The Rishon made that the Kli Sofer Lishomer. So when it actually breaks, even if the Sheni broke it, we're not Mechayev the Sheni, because the Sheni broke a Kli that was already Sofer Lishomer, and who made the Sofer Lishomer? The Rishon made the Sofer Lishomer. So since the Sheni broke a Kli that was, since the Rishon made it that it's Sofer Lishomer, so the Shvira at the end of the day is Mesiachas to the Rishon. If you held Bosa Tavar Manaz Linon, then I wouldn't say that. I would say that the Maisa Shvir is not completed until it hits the ground. And if it never hits the ground, then the Rishon did nothing. So then it's called the Shvir of the Sheni. I don't care that it's Sofer Lishover. The Sofer Lishover never happened. So the Rishon, the Sheni broke it. But Bosa Mekar's Lina means that once the Rishon throws it off the ground, the Sofer Lishover is built in. And once the Sofer Lishover is baked in, so then it doesn't matter how it actually breaks. However it breaks, it's Mesiachas to the Rishon. The point that I want to bring out from the Rashi, and maybe from this of Rashi. So I'm saying a Hesber and Lashonis of Rashi. The emphasis is the particulars of the Hesber are less important to me. I mean, I think this is what you have to say, something along these lines. But the main thing that I want to be medayik in the Rashi is that Boser Meikar Azlina does not mean that the Kli is already broken. Boser Meikar Azlina means that Maisa Shvir was completed. Because the Maaseh Shvira was completed, I'm adding, because the Maaseh Shvira was completed, so therefore, the Sofer Lishomer is Mesiachas to the Rishon. But L'inyanenu, the important nekuda here is that the Vort of Bosu Meikar Azlinon is not that the Kli is Kishomer, but rather that the Maaseh Shvira was complete. By the way, it's not like Rav Shimon. Because Rav Shimon learns that that's the whole difference between Zohar Chetz and Zohar Kli, that the Maaseh is completed regardless. The reason why only when the Rishonim say only the Bosom Mekar by Zohar Kli and not by Zohar Kevin, because by Zohar Kli, the Kli itself is broken. But by Zohar Kevin, the Kli is not broken. That's how Alfi Dakim. There's no room then to say this one, because we're talking here about Zohar Kli. But honestly, it's only because we learned not like a Rishonim last week. So that allows us to say that the Kli is never broken. The Kli is never broken. Bosom Mekar just means the Maaseh Shvira was completed. The difference between Zohar Kli and Zohar Kevin is that by Zohar Kevin, even the Maaseh is not done. Because the Maaseh is not done until it reaches the Kli. By Zohar Kli, the Maaseh reached the Kli, so then the Maaseh is complete. But the Kli itself is never Kishomer. So if that's the case, it comes out like this, that Bosom Mekar's Lina means the Maaseh Shvira was completed. Because the Maaseh Shvira was completed, so the ultimate Sofer Lishomer that happens later is Mesiachas to the one who did the Maaseh Shvira. So what's by Zohar Tinoch? Somebody took a Tinoch off the Gag. So what do we say? If the Tinoch would be Kishavur, Kimeis, so I might have a very strong question. If the Pshat in Bosa Mekar would be that the Kli is Kishavur, then the Tinoch could be Kimeis. And that's the Amaz Kasha. But now that we're saying Bosa Mekar's Lina does not mean that the Kli is Kishavur. Bosa Mekar just means the Maaseh Shvira was completed. And that's enough, since the Rishon did the Maaseh Shvira. So since the Rishon did the Maaseh Shvira, so eventually when it breaks, we're Mechayev of the Rishon, because the Rishon did the Maaseh Shvira. So when it later breaks, that's Mesiachas to the one who did the Maaseh Shvira. So then there's a big Mokum L'chalik by a Tinoch. Because by a Tinoch, even if we'll say that the one who threw the Tinoch off the Gag, so he did the Maaseh HaMosah. And later on, eventually, when the Tinoch dies, we'll say it's Mesiachas to the Maaseh of the Rishon. So he caused, and to him is Mesiachas, the fact that the Tinoch died, however the Tinoch died, even if he died because Barachav and Kibbul of Esai. But it still remains true that when the Rishon threw him off the Gag, he left him Chayesha. Because the Tinoch didn't die right away. There was a Chayesha that was left in between, that the Rishon did not deprive him of. The Sheni deprived him of, prematurely. Any hamoser that leaves chayesha is not mechayev misum. Let's say, anyway, because that's the close of Ishki Yaka Kol Nefesh, Yachi Yaka Kol Nefesh. Yaka Kol Nefesh means that Hamosa that leaves Chayesha is not Machayev Misim. So again, if Basam Eikar meant, which is what I think the Ramban thinks it means, that the Kli is Kishavur, then the tinuk could be kemes immediately as soon as the zrika happened. Then the binoch ayish oyid, the tinuk is kemes. But now they're saying that's not what basa mekar means. Basa mekar does not mean that the kli is broken. The kli is not going to be broken for another. It's a long fall. The kli is not going to be broken for another 2 minutes. It's just the mice is done. Because the ma'aseh was done, so whatever happens later is misyaches to Reuben and not to Shimon. I don't care that Shimon came in between. Whatever happens later, all the seifer, since Reuben created the seifer lishaver, inevitably the seifer lishaver, so when it breaks, it's misyaches to Reuben. So that would be true when the tinoik would hit the pavement. So let's say if nobody, if it wasn't bracha b'kibul b'saif, and the tinoik would hit the ground, so that would be misyaches to Reuben, and at that point, we'd be misyaches to Reuben the miso, and then there's no chayishol left. So then we would be mechayiv Reuben. Reuben throws the tinuk bread meir shagag, and the tinuk dies, and nothing else happened. Tinuk hits the ground and dies. So that would be miyachas after Reuben, because the seifel yishaver is miyachas back to Reuben. But yeah, that's not what happened. What happened is that he threw him off the mirror. He threw meir shagag. He set up the mice. So the mice hamosi did, but he's not mace yet. And meanwhile, it's still chayishol to go. And then Shimon came and took away from him the chayishol. So maybe say like this. So Reuben took away from him. I mean, Reuben took away from him a lot. Reuben took away from him his. But Shimon also participated. Shimon took away from him the Chai Shor. Reuben took away from him. Ultimately, there would have been a Soifel Yishaver, and that would be called that Reuben killed him. But Reuben's not the one who took away from him the Chai Shor. The time between when Shimon killed, put it this way, the time between when, maybe this is the better way to say it, the time between when Shimon was Mekabel B'Zayah and when he would have. And when he would have hit the ground, that second, that chayisha, that's not Reuven who took away, that's Shimon who took away. That's still like Asar Bnei Adam, even though it's a very extreme case. Because Reuven took away from him 99.999% of his chayim. And Shimon just took away the chayisha between when he was Makabli Basayef and he would have hit the ground. But nonetheless, the chayisha Shimon took, and not Reuven. So that still lacks in the Ishkiyaki Kol Nefesh. And then it's very meduik in the Rabban, because if you go through the Rabban inside, you see the Rabban keeps stressing that Bosa Meikara Mamish Hazlin. Rabban himself is sensitive to this. Rabban himself recognizes that that's what he means, I think. He keeps stressing that he holds Bosa Meikara Mamish Hazlin. It means not just the mice, not just the mice is Rika. Because the Rabban thinks if it would just be the mice is Rika, then Shimon would still be Chayiv. It says Bosa Meikara Mamish, the Kli is Kishover. So maybe the Tinuk is Mamish Kimeis. I think the other Rishonim are going to say Bosa Meikara is Takanat Mamish. Bosa Meikara doesn't mean that the Kli is Kishover. Bosa Meikara means the mice are Mosa, like we're Medaik and the Rashi. It's still Soifili Shover, it's not Kishover. It's just Soifili Shover. Bosa Meikara means the Maisa Hamosa was the Maisa Shvi was completed, and therefore since it's Soifili Shover, the Soifili Shover is Misyakas the Reuben who did the Maisa Shvi. But it's still only a Maisa Shvi. But the Kli is not Kishover until it breaks. The difference between the case of the difference between a Kli and a Tinoi is that by a Kli the Chayisha don't matter. So let's say Reuben threw the Kli off the Gag, and we'll say so Reuben threw the Kli off the Gag. So later when it breaks, it's Misyachas to Reuben. So we'll say, yeah, but Shimon took away the chayish of the Kli. Because the time between Shimon broke the Kli and when it hit the ground, that Shimon deprived the Bailam of. That little chayish of the Kli. But in a Kli, that doesn't matter. In a Kli, I don't care about the chayish of the Kli. There's no din of kiyaka kol nefesh of the Kli. The Reuben broke the Kli. Reuben did a maisik shir in the Kli, and the Kli broke. And it was soifili shover. Reuben created a maisik, did a maisik shir. He set up an inevitable soifili shover, and the Kli taka broke. So either last little bit of chayisha of the kli was Shimon's fault, that doesn't take away from him from Reuben's chiyuv, because Reuben's chiyuv doesn't matter if some of the chayisha is not his fault, but he broke the kli. By a tinek, there's a new halacha that even though Reuben in a sense did kill the tinek, because Reuben created the sofer lomos and he was a mace, so he made the mice amos and he was a mace. So in a sense, Reuben would deprive him of his chayim. That's certainly true, but at the same time, there's a chayisha that Reuben is not responsible for, that Shimon's responsible for. And to the extent that Shimon is responsible for taking away some of his chayisha, Reuben is potter for the rest. You know, it's a little bit counterintuitive, because I would say, well, if Shimon had ever been there, so he would have had the chayisha, and Shimon would be chayim anyway. And now because Shimon took away from him the Chayei Shor, Reuven becomes Potter. But that's how it is. That's apparently how it is. If somebody else takes away from him Chayei Shor, then Reuven didn't take away the whole Nefesh. The Nefesh is whatever the Nefesh is, the span that he has left. And from that span that he has left, Shimon took away a little bit. If Shimon took away a little bit of his Chayei Shor, then Reuven can't be Chayei for the rest of the Hamas. Hagam, if Shimon had not killed him, so he would not have been deprived of that Chayei Shor at all. He would have actually lived out that Chayei Shor. Then I would be Mechayev Reuven. Because then Reuven, when the Tinuk eventually died, that would be his kol nefesh, and Reuven would be responsible for it. But since Shimon intervened and took away a little bit of Chayei Shor, so that's called that son of the Hamasu was done al-Yedei Shimon, since son of the Hamasu was done al-Yedei Shimon. So therefore, Reuven is potter.
The scenario where he throws the baby and Shimon underneath the floor. Shimon uncovers the floor and then he kills him with a spear. He added more time, but he was on the kill at the end.
Then maybe in a chanan, maybe then Reuven will be chayev. Maybe that would be true. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. I have to really go. I'm in a hurry. I'll take one question that I'm going to have to do, and I overstayed how long it could be.
If we're
going to
separate, like into the Rishon and Reuven and Shimon, when the baby's falling, right, there's, let's say, it's 3 seconds before hitting the floor.
Yeah.
So Shimon's there, and he kills its last 3 seconds. So he has a baby in front of him that has 3 seconds of life.
Right.
And that's the whole baby's life, and he kills all of it. So then
Because since Reuven already did a Maisa Hamosu, since Bosomei Karzliba, so Reuven did a Maisa Hamosu, and that we saw in the Rashi, once Reuven did a Maisa Hamosu, so let's say by the Kli, since Reuven threw the Kli from Yosha Gag, so even when Shimon breaks it, the Shri is Mitzachas to Reuven. Because Soifel Yishomer anyway, Reuven set up the Soifel Yishomer. So even though Shimon's the one who did the coup de grace, but it doesn't matter since Reuven's already built in the Soifel Yishaver. So therefore, even when Shimon breaks it, the Shfir is Mesiachas to Reuven. But it's only Mesiachas to Reuven because Reuven created the Soifel Yishaver. But the last little bit of Chayei Shor is not Mesiachas to Reuven. So in the Kli, it doesn't matter. In the Kli, the Chayei Shor are relevant. I want to know who basically broke the Kli. So Reuven was the one who built in that it's Soifel Yishaver. So even though Shimon the Maisa broke it, but he broke a Kli, that breaking that Shimon did is just the fulfillment of the Soifel Yishaver anyway, which Reuven created. So I look at Reuven as the Shaver. And Shimon's Maisa is not Choshev. Doesn't matter, because what I look at it is, when Shimon breaks the Kli, when Reuven throws the Kli off the Gag and Shimon breaks it, what I look at is, Shimon broke the last few seconds of the Kli's life, but Reuven broke the Kli. So in a Kli, that's Mechayev Reuven, it's not Mechayev Shimon. You know, you want to have Shimon, you could charge him the value of those few seconds of the Kli's life. I don't know what that would be worth, especially since it's going to break anyway. But Reuven broke the Kli. But when we're talking about a Tinoi, so then it does matter. Because Reuven killed the Tinoi, but Shimon killed the last few seconds of the Tinoi, of the Tinoi's life. And that's enough to be Megareya that Reuven is Potter. Because it's not called Ishkiyak and Nefesh. Even Shimon should be Potter. Except Shimon is a special cheshbon of Kirv as Misasa. But maybe it's Mechayev him for Kirvus Misasa. Those few seconds, that was his whole life, so it's Mechayev him for the Kirvus Misasa.
Is there
any
going to say something with the Tosus also?
What?
Is there any going to say something with the Tosus also?
Yeah, anybody's Chayel Kanei Amar. Okay, so if I'll be here tomorrow, I'm not sure if I'll be here tomorrow. If I'll be here tomorrow, I want to talk the Mishkan. Tomorrow is this marathon of learning tomorrow?
Yeah. And it says share, your regular share on the
right, so. I may be here. It depends on my thing. So if I'll be here, I want to talk about the Mishkan Yaakov. Mishkan Yaakov is a kasha in the Rambam. I sent you the Mishkan Yaakov in the thing. So Mishkan Yaakov is a kasha in the Rambam. So that's an interesting kasha, and maybe I'll talk about it. If not, then we'll stop here. Then after the break, we'll go right to the sugya of Tzaras. I said that I want to give a quiz after the break. Again, don't have to be afraid of the quiz. First of all, it doesn't count for anything altogether, and it's not going to be some kind of in-depth quiz. I just want to have, if there's somebody who's mamish not getting what's going on in Shir at all, I want to have an early intervention and not have it discovered by the midterm. Okay.
I know where it has to go. Bussing card out, this is a bussing card.